You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. Who is to blame for the bizarre own goal the Turkish team conceded against Portugal? How are the Turks most likely to play in the game against the Czech Republic? What could be a good strategy for the Czechs in this game? And what does the word screamer mean? Hello, welcome back to the Footglish podcast, an English learning podcast about football. And we are discussing Euro 2024. And there's one game left in the group stage, only one game left. Would you believe it? Next Wednesday, my team, Czechia, faces Turkey. So this time, I've decided to invite a Turkish fan. And he also is my former student, in fact. His name is Boran. Hi, Boran. Welcome to the Footglish podcast. How are you?
Hi, Zdenek. I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. It's a great chance to have you here on this podcast because I always wanted to have a Turkish fan on it since we are in the same group, the Czech Republic and Turkey.
Yeah, thanks for the invite as well. It's good to be here and I want to talk about the games as well. So
Yeah, perfect. So the next game is Turkey, Czech Republic, or is it Turkey, yeah, Czech Republic? Which one is it?
I mean, we can say that it's pretty much the same thing, but the country's name just had gone under a rebranding, let's say. So there's no significant difference between one under one or the another.
Well, it always used to be Turkey. But now these days I see even in international football in the English language, they use Turkey, just like the Czech Republic has been replaced with Czechia. So it seems like this is a trend and more countries are going through this.
Yeah, maybe they chose it because of like to seem a bit more authentic, let's say, instead of just using the English one equivalent. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But a more important question is, are you following the Euros?
Yeah, I'm following it as a football fan.
Of course, I know you are a football fan. You are actually currently based in Torino. That's where you're studying at university, right?
Yep, right. And if you know Torino, you must have heard about Juventus.
I must have heard about what?
Juventus. No,
never heard of Juventus.
No?
No. No, obviously, yeah, that's a, of course, a well-known team. And, of course, you're watching the Turkish games and any other games you've seen?
Pretty much all of it.
Who does it remind me of? I guess myself. All right, so, Boran, your last game was against Portugal, which you lost 3-0, which is a bit of a letdown after the 3 points from your opening game against Georgia, where you beat them 3-1. Now, Portugal was obviously a tougher opponent. So how did you see this game?
I mean, the first game was great in all terms. Like, we started well, even though we conceded one, we just bounced back well and won the game. But in the Portugal game, they were clearly better than us. So
yeah, we can relate to that as well, the Czech Republic, you know. We were only beaten 2-1, but we thoroughly deserved to lose that game. So, yeah, they are a different animal, the Portuguese, I think.
Clearly. Especially, there are some talent from Italy as well, playing in that Portuguese team. If you know Rafael Leao, he's a good winger. In his day, he can, smash everybody going down from that wing.
Yeah, and it's overall the team is just so well balanced, and it's everybody just mentions Cristiano Ronaldo, but he might be the weakest link there. Even we have so many good players there. But anyway, 3-0. I have to admit that I did not see the game, and that's because the Czech Republic Georgia game, which of course you can imagine was more important for me, preceded your game. And after that, how to put it, I had to recover. I had to recover because that was a very nail-biting, and I almost had a heart attack at the end of the game where we almost lost it. So I had to have a few beers and I had to recover from that. So I didn't see what exactly happened. But then I watched the highlights, and you have to explain to me what happened with that second goal that Portugal scored. Oh, wait a minute. Was it that you scored?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, if you're passing the ball to your keeper, you should look at the goal. That's basics. And yeah, I think the reason is, like, since our coach, he changes the first 11 so frequently, you lost the chemistry between the players. That might be a huge reason for that own goal.
Yeah, but that own goal, that was like a circus move. I don't know what to how to describe it. It's one of those that you would put on YouTube and it would get millions of views and it would go viral because it was just so comical. So basically your defender had as much time as he could imagine. Like, there was no one around and he was passing it back to your keeper. Who can you give me the names?
The defender is Samet. And the keeper is Altay, who's a keeper of Manchester United as well.
Right, right. So it was like a, I thought it was quite a decent pass. Like, you're right, that probably shouldn't be directed at the goal. But yeah, still, I thought it was quite slow. The ball was quite slow. But the keeper wasn't just there. It wasn't in the path of that pass at all. And then somehow it was going to the goal. And then the second part of this was that both the defender and the goalkeeper were trying to chase the ball, and there was like a sliding attempt, last second clearance attempt, which failed, and the ball went past the goal line. And must have been a sucker punch for you.
Yeah, up to that point, I mean, we were watching the game with my friends. Up to that second goal, it was okay, because, like, if you concede from Portuguese, it's okay up to a certain point, but when you concede such a goal, such an own goal, let's say, it's bad.
Yeah. Do you think it could have some sort of impact on your team, on particularly these players, but also on the confidence of the whole team, or do you think they will shake it off quickly?
For the next game, I believe that we will shake it off. Because, I mean, in this group, the Portuguese side is the best team. Yeah. So, like, far away from the other three. So, I don't know. So, since the defender who conceded the own goal won't be playing in the next game as well, I think it will just be okay to a certain degree.
I see. Well, there are so many goals, so many own goals at this tournament, by the way. They have they have been showing this meme with, like, statistics of who the top goal scorers of the tournaments are so far. And the person at the top is, his name is Own Goal, followed by Lukaku's three disallowed goals by VAR. And then there are some players who scored two goals. Yeah, so we have got a center defender who also scored an own goal, and he was responsible for a penalty. So he has got a bit of bad luck too. His name is Robin Hranac. He's a very young player. He's playing quite well, but he's been very unlucky so far. So what else can I ask you about? I suppose that third goal was interesting as well, because Cristiano Ronaldo went on the goalkeeper. It was just Cristiano Ronaldo and Bruno Fernandes to his left, and everybody expected Ronaldo to shoot, but for some reason he decided to pass the ball. What did you think of that?
At first I thought, oh, he will going to score, it's himself, but then he passed the ball. So I think it was a kind of a reasonable choice, because Fernandes, he was available by so far, and there was no pressure on him whatsoever.
I agree. I totally agree.
Goal's a goal, so
Well, I'm just surprised it happened, because we all expect Ronaldo to be a little bit selfish as well, like, because he's chasing all his records and all that, and he seems to be playing for the team actually. So
I think he thinks about winning the cup instead of just scoring goals this time.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign. That's a good sign for the Portuguese team. They might win it if this is what's happening there, you know? Because we always think, oh, Ronaldo, like what happened at United with him, right? Oh, he's going to just disrupt the balance in the team and everything has to be about him. But maybe not this time. Maybe he's a team player.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to him because he's the oldest one, I guess, in that squad. Or let's say the most experienced one.
I think they also have Pepe.
It's natural for him to step up in these moments and just try to build the chemistry inside the national team. Because if you look at it, there are just 5 or 6 games to the final in total, maybe. Mm-hmm. So it's a, I think, a responsible move to do.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, let's talk more about the Turkish team. So who has been playing well so far?
I mean, we can say Kenan Yıldız, if you have heard of him. He's playing for Juventus as well. And the Yılmaz in the center forward position. I can't say Çalhanoğlu is playing well. So some say he's good and he's playing well for the team, but I can't see it. So.
If we go back to that Georgia match, you scored some fantastic goals as well. They were real screamers. So that was... who was that?
And also the youngster Arda Güler playing for Real Madrid. He's a talented kid. So I think if we say... I would say just 4 or 3 names in total.
And who would be the real danger man? Someone we should really mark? If I could pass this information onto the Czech team, don't worry, it's not going to happen. I don't have such contacts in the team, but, you know, let's just play that role. Who would you pick as the danger man?
If I have to say just one name, definitely Arda Güler.
The young guy.
He's the man.
Yep.
You might want to, you know, mark Çalhanoğlu or Yıldız. But Güler, he's unstoppable if he, like, takes the ball close to the penalty shootout or just a bit behind to go that position from like 30 yards, 40 yards, he can score.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you saw in the Georgia game.
We have to keep him at bay then. we might have to prevent the Turkish players to cross the halfway line then. that might be the way to go in this game. So how do you think the game will be played? What do you expect from this game? So it's played on Wednesday. So we are recording this podcast on Sunday. So what do you think will happen?
I think you guys will be defending side.
Probably.
And we'll be like try to do much counterattacks. I think he will try to catch us in the break most of the times, and you might succeed it in most of the positions, I guess, and might score it 1 or 2. I think we will try to take the ball. If our center to midfielders play Güler and Çalhanoğlu, we will try to take the ball and try to score an early goal in the first 20 to 30 minutes. If we score, then I think we got a high probability to win the game by 1 or 2, maybe 3 difference. But if you guys score first, then it's difficult us for to win the game. We might get a draw, but after that, if we concede first, then it's difficult us for doing.
I don't know what will happen in this game. It's hard for me to call it because I think it's quite unpredictable, especially because it looks like all you need is just a draw. You guys need a draw to finish second, most likely. Whereas for us, we will need to win.
Draw might not be enough if Georgia wins against Portugal.
which is not very likely. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would take the third position by far instead of the second position, because if you take the third position, you get Spain, I guess.
I don't think it makes much difference if you play the teams there are like Spain, France. So honestly, we are just hoping to make it through. So we might have to beat you or play in that way to beat you. And you are right; it's possible that we will start by sitting back a bit, since you are so good on the ball and you will probably have more possession than us. But that could be to our advantage. Especially, I heard that two of your center defenders are suspended as well, right?
Yeah.
How big of a problem is it for your team?
I don't see much problem, but I don't know how good is your like attacking players.
Well,
so
I have some good news for you. It looks like Patrick Schick is injured.
So. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's got a calf problem. He had to be brought off, and there is a tiny little chance because he's got like a medical checkup. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. It didn't look like it, certainly. So, yeah.
Like, if we take the ball, I can't see a big difference in terms of quality between our defenders. But if you guys catch us in the transition, like when we are passing the ball in the middle, then you catch us interviewing the ball, then it might be a huge problem because our defenders, they can't run back.
What about in the air? Because we seem to have players very good at heading the ball at the moment. Like this specific team has a lot of players who are excellent at it, including Socek, Krejci, and others. So I wonder, is this something that could be your weakness?
Yeah, definitely. Because in the midfield, we have all the players as far shorter than yours, so I think
here is the strategy we have to go for then.
You might try to just kick the ball long and try to get the ball afterwards.
The old school English football. Yeah, let's go for that. Yeah.
It might work really.
I don't know. It's also about speed, and I think your players are pretty fast, aren't they?
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them.
I mean, if Yildiz, he catches you in the break, yeah, he might be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And Boran, there is something we could also talk about. We could speculate about something here, yeah? So looking at the other groups, yes, it looks like you might need 3 points. Definitely 4 should always be enough to qualify from the third place. But there is still a chance that 2 points could be enough. Now, what if there is a situation, because by the time our game is played on Wednesday, we will know everything, because our game is one of the last games. What if a draw suits both teams? What if that scenario happens? Do you think we could make some kind of a deal?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think so, because either side, like, I guess if draw is enough for both of us, then we'll try to win the game as well. So
either way, but it's not as if we haven't seen this before. Yeah, we have seen this before in world football. Yeah, absolutely. There were moments when, if both teams know that all they need is a draw, I've seen some moments where, like, defenders were just passing the ball in their own half. There was no pressing from the other team because what's the point, right?
Yeah.
If nobody wants to play. So.
But maybe second position, like, if you get the second position, you might get a different opponent rather than being in the third position. So it's still a difference.
True. But let's be honest, there's not much to choose from. All these teams are very good. I mean, of course, I'm just having a laugh here. I'm just joking. Anyway, Boran, thank you very much for being on the podcast. Normally, when I have a foreign guest, I would wish you good luck. But unfortunately, in this case, I cannot do it. So all I can do is to say thank you for coming on. And hopefully both our teams qualify.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, man. Take care and thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back. As you know, this is a podcast about football, but it's also an English learning podcast. This is a podcast which can help you learn English. And since I am the teacher, your host, Zdenek, in case you don't remember my name, you know, I might as well live up to the expectations here and teach you something. So at one point I said to Boran, in the match against Georgia, you scored some fantastic goals, real screamers. A screamer is basically a powerful and impressive goal scored from a significant distance or an acute angle, often with great velocity and accuracy. Velocity means speed. Accuracy means it's precise, very precise shot. And it's a term used to describe a goal that is struck fiercely and hits the back of the net with force, often leaving goalkeepers with little chance to save it due to its speed and placement. Yeah, there are other words we can use for a goal like that, from a long-range shot which finishes in top corner, and that's a rocket, thunderbolt, stunner, cracker, bullet, or a thunderous strike. Okay, my personal favorite is screamer and stunner. Those are my favorite words to describe this kind of goal. Okay, that's it for this episode. And before I finish, let me ask you to share this episode of the podcast with your friends. Share it on your social media. Help this podcast out. We need to reach out to more people. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who would appreciate a podcast like this, a podcast where you can listen about your favorite passion, football, and learn English at the same time. Thank you very much for listening and have a great day, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.